Welcome back to Niaga Spotlight with me, Tamina Kausci. On Future Affairs, today we're looking at the maritime industry and the Malaysia Maritime Single Window, or MMSW. Malaysia's maritime industry recorded a total trade volume of 1.1 billion ringgit, with 551 million ringgit in exports and 550 million ringgit in imports from Jan to September 2022. And under the Convention for Facilitation of International Maritime Traffic, it is mandatory for countries under the International Maritime Organization, the IMO, to provide consolidated clearance for all ships from January the 1st next year via a maritime single window. Now, these maritime single windows, or MSWs, are basically a public-private data collaboration platform to enable orchestration and optimization of business processes between organizations involved in the arrival, stay, and departure of ships and ports. If implemented well, MSWs can reduce vessel time at anchor and at berth, minimizing emissions, reduce the vessel clearance process, speeding up departure, improve safety of a call thanks to data certainty and availability, reduce human ship-to-shore interaction, which basically means better health and safety, and also lead to greater efficiency by allowing authorities and companies serving the vessel to synchronize activities in tandem with vessel arrival and departure time. And finally, also increasing supply chain predictability thanks to advanced vessel and cargo information, optimizing processes, and risk management. In line with all of this, as recently announced by the Ministry of Transport, the Malaysia Maritime Single Window, MMSW, which aggregates all these clearance requirements for incoming shipping vessels, will be operational by Q4 of 2023. This means the need for ships calling at Malaysian ports to seek clearance from 12 separate agencies, many operating on manual transactions before a ship is allowed to dock, will be a thing of the past by the end of this year. Yang Berhormat Minister of Transport Anthony Lok joined me yesterday to discuss the finer details of the Malaysia Maritime Single Window, MMSW, only on Niaga Spotlight. Let's watch. YB Anthony, thank you so much for making time for us on Niaga Spotlight. I'd like to get started off by speaking about, of course, the Malaysia Maritime Single Window. How is this actually going to help even the Malaysian Shipping Master Plan from 2017 to 2022 reach its targets that it's falling a little bit short of?
First of all, thank you for having me here. The Malaysia Single Maritime Window is an important project because that is part of our international commitment. That is the obligation to the IMO, International Maritime Organization. By 1st of January 2024, every country must have a single maritime window for ship clearance in all the federal ports. So this is an important commitment that we must implement. Generally, of course, any increase of efficiency will be welcomed by the industry, and in particularly for the shipping industry. And so it's long overdue for our port and shipping industry to go for more digitalization in the process of doing business and also in terms of operations. So this is part of the process of going towards digitalization.
Sure. And YB Anthony, what's very interesting though, that with less than 6 months to go till the end of 2023, we actually have still 12 agencies operational, mm-hmm. which are handling everything which the MMSW intends to.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what everything will be consolidated into one.
Well, first, I think we have two primary modules. Number one is a National Port Community System and Ship Clearance System. These are the first two modules that will be developed by Port Klang Authority. Why Port Klang Authority? Because our largest authority and most important port is in Port Klang. So Port Klang will be the pioneer port that will implement this project. And hopefully after Port Klang develop this, it will be implemented in other ports throughout the country. And we have been studying this, and our ministry officials have been going through the process. And we are in the midst of tendering out the project to have this system in place. And hopefully by the end of this year, then we are ready. And by 1st of January, of course, we are fully operational. So that in terms of the process that you have to clear from all these authorities can be streamlined and can be done within a single window. That is the aim of this project.
Yes, absolutely, because of course the journey of a ship does not end once it docks. It in fact only begins with all the paperwork processes, and this maritime single window is basically a single entry point for data. What kind of investments is this going to involve, particularly from the Malaysian maritime and shipping players?
Basically, the investment is coming from the port authorities. So the port authorities are developing a system so that it will be helpful and it will be easier for the shippers, for the shipping industry, for any ships that call into our ports, that they can use our system. So this investment is necessary, but we are just basically developing a system, a digital system. Of course, that the port authorities have budgeted this allocation for this system to be developed. And we think that it's very, very important investment from the port authorities, because this will increase the efficiency of the ports.
And also, of course, the attractiveness of Malaysian ports when it comes to receiving even more foreign cargo.
Definitely, because I think every country, what is important in terms of attracting investment into the country is number one, that the ease of doing business. And of course, port is very important. So in order to attract more FDI into the country, the ports must be very, very functional and efficient. So this is one way to increase the competitive advantage of Malaysia. Mm-hmm. If our ports can be run efficiently, and when export and import trades can be facilitated, and trade can flow efficiently and seamlessly, definitely it will be good for the country. And this is something that the port authorities must play their role to increase this advantage.
We'll go into that a little bit deeper in a while, but first, YB Anthony, I wanted to ask you about the streamlined single platform of MMSW. There are also opportunities within that to address transparency, accountability, corruption and bribery issues, which also tends to be a historical narrative.
Definitely, any increase of efficiency will help in terms of putting in place a system with integrity. I think to cut down corruption, firstly, we have to cut down bureaucracy.
Sure.
Because when you have too much bureaucracy, people tend to take the shortcut. By taking shortcut, of course, corruption can happen. So these are the loopholes that we are trying to cover. We are trying to reduce in terms of red tape, reduce in terms of more interaction with different agencies. If all the processes can be done within a single window, so imagine that you do, instead of going to 12 agencies, for example.
Yes, exactly. You're 12 just dealing windows with, currently,
you're
right?
You're just dealing with one system. So, of course, you will cut down human interaction. When you cut down human interaction, definitely the chances of cutting down corruption is high. Because corruption happens when there is human interaction. So if everything is more transparent in a digital platform, that prospect of corruption can be cut down.
And also, on the other hand, though, when you compare 12 windows compared to one, there is the issue of perhaps the single window being overloaded. How are the mechanisms in the current framework for our ports going to avoid that possibility?
I think, of course, all those will be taken into consideration in the design of the system. So, in fact, right now, we are not dealing with a 12 digital platform. So some
That's
are
correct.
Actually not really digital
very
platform.
Manual.
Yeah, it's very manual. You have to fill up the form, you have to complete documents, and you have to, the agents of the shipping companies have to go through various agencies manually, and probably some are still over the counter. So these are the things can be eliminated, can be reduced, and can be simplified by having this platform. So the design of the system must take into consideration the integration of all the system and processes within the agencies. And by having this single maritime window, for sure it will help to reduce red tape and bureaucracy.
And of course speed up the processes and efficiency.
For sure. Yeah.
YB, you had mentioned of course Port Klang Authority. What about the Johor Port Authority? What role are they currently playing in also ensuring that we're up to speed?
Well, to be fair to Johor Port Authority, this project will be firstly developed by these two port authorities. Just now I just mentioned Port Klang, so you reminded me. Of course, Johor Port Authority has the same role that they are partially funding this project as well, because our two major ports right now are, of course, Port Klang and PTP. In terms of volume, both these ports are the highest. So both Port Klang and Johor Port Authority are jointly organizing themselves to develop this system.
And Wai-Wee, would you be able to share any maritime industry projections for growth when it comes to post-MMSW being implemented from any conversations and dialogues that you've had within the industry?
Well, of course, we know that global economy is going through a very strong headwinds. So even though that we know that we must continue to grow in terms of our trade volumes, in terms of our export and import, but we know that in the coming years, it will be very, very tough challenges. Currently, for example, Port Klang has done 13.5 million TEUs a year. So we are of course, targeting that there is growth, positive growth every year, based on the baseline of 13.5 million TEUs. So Port Klang has the capacity to go up to probably 20 or 25 million moving forward, because there are a lot of expansion projects going on. For example, Westport will go for expansion. And so we are talking about a third port in Port Klang. That will definitely, in the years to come, in the next 10 to 20 years, our capacity will be increased. And definitely we hope that there is a positive growth every year. And our current base is already quite high at 13.5 million TEUs.
Pretty high. And at the same time, also worth mentioning that the Malacca Straits have close to 80,000 vessels passing through it on a yearly basis. Would MMSW also be impacting some of the underserved areas of the Malaysian port and maritime industry?
Well, Straits of Malacca definitely has a lot of potential in terms of our maritime economy, maritime related sectors. There are a lot of potentials that many companies, many investors are interested to look at the potentials. And along our coastline, there are many more ports yet to be developed. And the existing one, of course, continue to be developed. But there are also players and companies who are interested to develop other ports along the coastline.
But where would that be?
Along the, I mean, from Perlis up to Johor, you see, we have a
strong. We do have available coastline.
Yes, we have a strong. We have a very long coastline along the Straits of Malacca, but we are looking not just in terms of the conventional container terminals or container ports, but other related activities, other related maritime sectors, such as bunkering, such as renewable energy for ships. So these are the things that will be the trend in the future. For example, the shipping industry, just like any other industry, they have to look at decarbonization as well.
Absolutely.
So they have to look at alternative energy as well to power their ships. So these are the trends that we are following very closely. And we have to take the opportunity that we must be a starting point somewhere. Because in terms of bunkering, for example, for the past many years, we have lost out to our neighbors.
Yes, we have.
So a lot of ships has went to our southern neighbor, in terms of bunkering, in terms of ship repairs, in terms of MROs and all that. So I think right now, because of the changes in terms of energy, that this agenda of decarbonization, so a lot of industries are going through a transformation. So even shipping industry, of course, in terms of how they power the ships, must go through this transformation. So I think this is where that Malaysia has a new opportunity, and that we have to tap into this potential. And our coastline is our strength. Our coastline is a very strategic location for 80,000 or even more ships passing through the Straits of Malacca every year.
We have been a peninsula indeed. One final area that we could touch on, perhaps, YB Anthony. Now, Malaysia has, of course, shipping tonnage, and with the MMSW, could we finally then make greater, feasible and more commercially viable explorations into international shipping, especially because we do need to catch up with the pandemic-related slowdowns for the sector?
Well, yes, of course, we are hoping to grow the shipping industry. And definitely, we hope to increase the tonnage, our local tonnage, and our local Malaysian flagships. But there are many, many other issues besides the single window, besides efficiency. We also have to relook at some of our policies, existing policies, including taxation, including our trainings, including our legislation. There are a lot of maritime-related legislation that we need to update, we need to amend. And those are the things that we have to catch up. So there are still a lot of work to do. MMSW, the single window is just one small part of it.
That's right.
We have to catch up on many other things, on many other aspects, especially on our law. So the maritime related legislation must be updated and must be implemented accordingly.
Wonderful. Thank you so very much, YB Anthony Look. We wish you all the very best with this digitalization initiative. Thanks for all your hard work from the Ministry of Transport.
Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Niaga Spotlight with me, Tamina Kausji. We'll be back next Friday with more business analysis and insights. Here's to a productive week ahead.